Do you know anyone who's into wine? I mean, like, really into wine? They're an interesting group. The only thing they like more than drinking wine is telling you about wine. And it's all about the soil and the moisture and the amount of sunlight that the vines get. And the precipitation that they have, and they throw around things like microclimates and all this sort of stuff, and how on one hill you can have vineyards like this that produce these grapes, and a quarter mile away there's another hill that produce these kinds of grapes, and on and on and on. Now, I'm not a big wine person, but it is pretty fascinating how something that, at least in my opinion, as simple as a grape, there is such complexity around producing that grape. There is such variety around producing this grape that it really does sort of get at the sense of how much is required, how much goes into something that, again, to a novice like me, looks so very simple. On this feast, we celebrate something that is seemingly simple, of being fed, and as St. Luke says, of being satisfied. But there's so much complexity there, and so much that goes into what it means to be fed, to be satisfied, to know Jesus intimately. And as we as Catholics celebrate communion in Jesus who comes to us in wine and in bread, transformed into his living body, it is worth pondering not only the gift that is the Eucharist, but perhaps as well the gift that is all of creation. Consider the wine that we use here. Now, let me just say, we do not use good wine here at College Church, but it is cheap. But somehow, some way, that too participated in that very complex relationship of soil and sun and precipitation. What we celebrate when we come together is not only the presence of God who is at work in Jesus Christ in and through the Eucharist, but the God who has always been at work in our created world, in bringing about those elements that feed and sustain and satisfy us. During the offertory, the priest prays a prayer that we don't often hear because we're still singing the offertory song. And it's deeply rooted in our Jewish tradition, the Berakah. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the vine, the work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. That beautiful prayer is a wonderful reminder that God is blessed even before the gifts are consecrated. That God's presence and God's grace are at work in all of creation. And that the gifts we bring, symbolized by bread and by wine, are symbolic of the thanksgiving that comes from knowing we are rooted in this creation. And that this creation conveys and tells us something of God Almighty. One of the things I think that's changing in our spirituality and theology of our understanding as a church is to recognize not only the presence of Christ, the real presence in communion, but how is Christ present at all times in this created world? at all times nurturing and sustaining and bringing about what is good and holy and sacred. That beautiful prayer, "Blessed are you, Lord God Almighty," is a recognition that God is blessed in everything. God is holy in everything. And therefore, all that is bears the marks of God. All that is created somehow participates in the sacredness of our God. That bread and that wine, which will feed and sustain us, is sign and symbol of the goodness of the world, of the goodness of what is and what will be. This wonderful feast of the body and blood of Christ is a wonderful, wondrous time to consider what it means to be rooted in and of creation. For so long, Christians have thought about ourselves as a part, that we are somehow distinct, special, different from creation. And what we're coming to realize is, no, we are immersed in the creation because we are part of it. And each time we come on Sunday, we are reminded and fed and, yes, satisfied by God's gifts of Himself in creation. What does it mean for us to be rooted and grounded and immersed in the holiness that is all around us? That what we do at our table here is a heightening of our participation throughout all of our lives in the goodness and the holiness of our earth, of all that is. Blessed are you indeed, Lord God Almighty, for from the many gifts you give us these gifts, bread and wine, signs and symbols of all that is good, all that is sacred, and all that ultimately will satisfy us, because it comes from you.